remember my first stomach-churning trip in a cable car, rising quickly to the summit of an Austrian mountain. It felt as though I was on some kind of flying carpet. The cable car, or aerial tramway as it's known in America, always invokes a special feeling in the magical way it traverses rivers and glides up the highest mountains. The use of ropes and pulleys to haul baskets across rivers and other precarious places has existed for centuries. In the 17th century, inventor Faustus Ferrantius published a design for a powered cable car with a container slung off cables, one of which was used for forward propulsion. Only decades later, a Dutch inventor called Adam Wybie came up with the real thing in Poland. Powered by horses, 100 containers were suspended from ropes held up by 7 wooden pylons and moved by a team of horses, conveying material over a 200-meter distance. That idea was used by mining companies in the 19th century, who could transport coal and ore from the mine to the processing plant, using steam and then electrical power to drive the haulage rope. One mine in Argentina had a cable system that spanned 35 kilometres. Another in Sweden, built in 1943, went for 96. It wasn't much of a leap to create cable cars that could transport passengers. Higher strength steel cable increased load carrying ability. By the 1920s, cable cars began to crop up in the mountainous regions of Europe and America. There were, and remain, two types. The small gondolas that seat only a few passengers, usually found in tourist sites, such as Singapore's Sentosa Island, are lightly clipped to the cable above. There can be 100 or more gondolas on such a setup, whereas the large cable car usually works as a pair. Its rig is permanently clamped to the haulage cable, which moves only when necessary. As one cabin moves off from its station, the other leaves at the other end, both working in tandem, one helping to pull the other. Their cabins can take a large passenger load, as well as freight carried in a tray slung below. Recent designs have upped the passenger experience, with seating on the roof for the full wind-in-the-face experience, while others rotate to give everyone a chance to see the view. They've also become more common as a form of commuter transport, from the Roosevelt Island aerial tramway in New York, which opened in 1976, to the 11-kilometer cableway between La Paz and El Alto in Bolivia, which allows those in remote areas to work in the city. For me, though, the cable car remains an alpine experience. I think of the terrifying cable car fights in Where Eagles Dare and On Her Majesty's Secret Service, but also of the way the Swiss integrate them into a seamless transport system. Still stomach-churning, but always memorable.